Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Now, today is the last day of Phase 2 of the MCO, and already Defence Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob has warned that police are going to be stricter with MCO enforcement during Phase 3. Now, it seemed that the number of people in violation of the MCO had been increasing every day. As of yesterday, over 9,000 individuals have been arrested. So starting tomorrow, the police will be focusing less on issuing compound notices, but instead will now remand flouters to be brought straight to court. Now, I'm sure this was meant to be a stern warning, but my concern is, Sharad, that there's going to be unintended consequences of crowding at police stations and magistrate offices. I mean, will social distancing be able to be observed? And if it won't be, wouldn't that defeat the purpose of the MCO in the first place?
Indeed, there are a lot of interesting questions that come out of this. Now, we've all noted, and people have said this over and over again, the extraordinary moment for the nation, as it is for much of the world, really. The question is, we're now trying to criminalize things that people in their own minds think as very ordinary behavior. Going to the shop, going to for a walk, going to the park. So to get them to kind of understand that why it is that this is now a huge problem and that they should take this much more seriously. Yes, one way is punishment. I think the fines are there.
Thousand ringgit fines, right?
I think that's far too much. I honestly, Melissa, I think that, you know, the quantum, first of all, has to be commensurate with the crime. The second part of it is that, you don't necessarily change behavior in that way. And if, like you pointed out, the unintended consequences that we had before of fines that were so high that people ended up going to prisons. Now, right. Prisons are the worst place to put people for who've gone out to shop or gone out and violated, the MCO. But that seems to be the concept. Is there a middle path?
Well,
I don't know.
I definitely think that, we should be trying to understand the root causes of MCO violations. According to Ismail Sabri, he said, now many are using excuses like buying groceries, buying food, going to the bank, or buying provisions for their elderly parents, and the police will not easily accept these excuses anymore. I'm wondering whether these are not considered valid reasons to
be out. The question, of course, is, and we've had, some notable cases of somebody who went to the to buy groceries four times in a day now. Because if the police can track everybody determine whether they're lying about when they last went,
right?
How would you maintain this? I mean,
exactly.
Is it going to be a truth test taken at every roadblock? I do think, Melissa, that at the end of the day, perhaps there needs to be more public education. Our politicians have been woeful in demonstrating good behavior. They're still doing public engagements, still doing the big check ceremonies, traveling.
Yes, that's
indeed.
Right.
So, if they set bad examples, why should the rest of the population, in their minds, follow the rules?
Right. So apart from the cracking down on people during the MCO, how do we get the buy-in of the public? Indonesia has an interesting way. A village in Indonesia has deployed a cast of ghosts or pocong to patrol the streets in hopes that superstition will keep people indoors. But it's had the opposite effect. Unfortunately, instead of keeping people in, it's brought people out because they want to have a sighting, a ghost sighting, so to speak. So
But Melissa, again, I think it's a question of the kind of population you're dealing with, and you had to kind of disaggregate. You can't use one strategy kinds of people. Certainly not this country. Can you kind of treat everybody as easily scared by ghouls and stuff?
Fines or by a crackdown by police? How do we get the buy-in of the public exactly?
And of course, as people crave to return to normalcy, you will see increasing attempts to game the system. I think that's going to be part of the cost. I don't know if bigger fines are really going to do it if people want to travel. Now, we also had recently just reported that Malaysian Airlines is going to be opening up the routes between the peninsula and East Malaysia. And I think that's significant because the Director General of Health is coming to say they'll do screening. And by screening, they mean they will be taking people's temperature before they board.
Right. So if you have a fever, the Director General is saying do not travel. But the problem is whether those asymptomatic might be, you know, might pass through the
net.
Well,
that's precisely the problem. It does not address the whole issue that is part of this this phenomena of the asymptomatic carrier. Now, but nevertheless, people will need to go back. People who have been stuck in the peninsula need to go back to Sabah and Sarawak and vice versa. And I'm sure they're relieved to know that they can finally get back to their homes.
All right, moving on in other news. Health Director General Datuk Nur Hisham Abdullah today revealed that Malaysia only has 19 days' supply of PPE items left. This is personal protective equipment used by medical frontliners. Now, the Director General provided a breakdown today in his briefing of when various PPE items could run out. So, for instance, we only have 19 days worth of protective overalls. We have only 25 days supply of disposable face shields and 37 days of N95 masks. Now, frontliners have also been asked to follow PPE guidelines to avoid wastage. So only those who truly need to wear PPE should do so. I mean, that's terrible to think that frontliners have to ration their use of PPE, isn't it, Shira? Yeah,
Melissa, because this goes back to what this pandemic is exposing in terms of the way that we work and the way that we trade, the way goods are produced globally.
Right.
And if you read at any point in the day when you pick up some news item about how other countries are dealing with this, we'll discover major countries like India that produce drugs often have to get their active ingredients in their drugs from other countries. China, for instance, supplies some 60% of the active ingredients of some of the drugs that India produces. So how do you stop things? How do you, what do you do with the national borders?
Right.
And, of course, there are advocates in Malaysia saying that we need a pandemic production act. And that's one thing they call, I mean, loosely using that expression.
Well, similar to that of the US. The US had invoked the Defence Production Act, where the federal government can dictate what equipment is produced and where it goes. Now, I'm really glad that the DG had brought this up, because he's highlighting a problem, something that could become a problem down the road. But there is still time. So perhaps if the government acts today, you know, by perhaps mobilising Malaysia's production lines, by getting the workforce to help create more PPE for our medical frontliners, we could avoid this problem.
But because, Melissa, one of the big problems, and that's been pointed out by an economist and a public health expert that wrote a piece about this, was that we don't have the legislation, the enabling legislation. Now, without convening Parliament, because we know that's a big political hot potato, without convening Parliament, we can't have that enabling legislation. Donald Trump has enabling legislation. Malaysia, the Malaysian government does not have that. Mm. How are they going to have that? They're going to have to convene Parliament.
That's right. The
experts say.
Well, there's still time, so let's hope that our leaders act. Now, today, ASEAN leaders had a virtual summit to discuss collective and coordinated action against the COVID-19 pandemic. So in just a few minutes, we're going to be speaking to experts from around the region to discuss more about this new transnational challenge. So stay tuned to consider this.